This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Have you guys heard of Plan B? Yeah. So, there's, you know, we all know Plan B. Well, you know, blah, 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 this is what I plan on doing. And you might say to your child, well, what's your Plan B? Right? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Many people have asked me, Kevin, if radio is not successful for you, successful for you, I'll get it out. What's your Plan B? That makes me laugh. Just thinking about it. I mean, I made it up, but I'm just saying, if you were to ask me, Kevin, what's your Plan B, I would be like, you mean I could stop paying to do a show? I could get back 4 or 5 hours of my life every day without doing a show? Please, don't offer me a Plan B, because I might just take it. If it weren't for my team working so hard to solve all the riddles of radio, and it's become, being honest with you guys, I'm just keeping it real, it's become almost like a, like this mission of the team to say, we're going to make $1 million a year in radio, whether you like it or not, Kevin. Okay, break my heart. But because we are pulling out all the stops, because here's the deal. We know we have a good product. I'm not even bragging. I'm not saying, look, do I have the best radio show on the dial? Yes. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. That's a matter of a personal opinion, right? I personally would rather have our situation where you could hear producers see us, we could bring in guests, and we could yuck it up, because that is an environment I thrive in. I love that environment, but we can't do that. So we produce the show that's the best show we can produce right now. And it could be so much better. But I'm not looking at that as an impediment to us being able to do it. It just is what it is. But, yeah, don't get me we're talking about a Plan B. Because, boy, shoot, if I give up radio, I got a lot of time on my hands. I look like a Greek god. I work out hard now. Wait till I have nothing to do for 5 hours a day. Whoa, I'll strap it on. No, that's not probably not the right visual. But you know what I'm saying? I'll put on a body. Because I'll be in the gym, I'll be working out. I already bust my butt every day, but I'm saying it'll go better. Anyway, Plan B. But there's another Plan B in the lexicon. That contraceptive, right? The Plan B that says, oh, did you happen to have crazy unadulterated sex with somebody you don't care about? Just in case you might be pregnant, why don't you go get that abortion pill? It's now over the counter. You can take it. Nobody has to know. It'll kill whatever's in you. Yeah. Who's going to be mad at you? You could drink acid, for all I know. That could do it. There's a lot of things that could do that. I don't moralize about it. That's more responsible than partial birth abortion, right? I mean, we could all agree with that, I think, conservatives, even we pro-lifers. But there is another Plan B, and it involves somewhat the contraception, and that I'm speaking of is that Democrats want to abort their baby, Joe Biden, and look for a Plan B. Yeah, even if you don't know that the baby exists, you can do a Plan B pill. In this particular case, the Democrats know the baby exists. It has been born. It is on the operating table, and they're going, let's kill it. And that would be Joe Biden, metaphorically. Metaphorically, of course. Glad you guys are here listening to the Kevin Jackson Show as we talk about Plan B. Hey, let me ask you this, since we're talking about Plan B. What do you think the Republicans' Plan B is for Trump? Exactly. There is none. There's no Plan B because Donald Trump's the man, and that's that. Democrats have had a Plan B, a Plan C, a Plan D, C Plan B, go back, if then else. I mean, they have had a Plan B since they had 20-something people run for office. We warned them about Biden. All the issues related to this guy. I'm not talking about him being just old and stupid. We know that. Joe Biden is 77 years old. I think he'd be 78 if he were to be elected, and he won't be, so don't worry about that. But he's 70-something years old. He's a decrepit, old, feeble guy. And that would be enough. That should be enough. Now, people, oh, Donald Trump's old. Which person looks and acts old? You already know the answer. I don't have to counsel you, sit you down. Who do you think? You know. But not only is Biden old and stupid, and he's a pathological liar, and all that's provable, he's a racist, he's sexist, and now we know he is a sexual abuser. And so he's a pervert. We've known he's a pervert. But anyway, the New York Times published an opinion piece that said that the Democrats should consider possible alternatives to Joe Biden if the party wants to defeat Trump in November. I always bring this up because it cracks me up to hear this every time, because I say to them, isn't Joe Biden ahead of Trump in all the polls? Isn't he the guy that's supposed to be the best head-to-head matchup to Donald Trump? And yet, you have a leftist writing in the New York Times, an op-ed, Elizabeth Brunig, bluntly, this is the headline, Democrats, it's time to consider a plan B. And the subheading was this, Tara Reid's allegations against Joe Biden demand action. Plan B. Because you know what? Democrats know that many of them believe Tara Reid. Many of them. They believe her allegations. So I don't need to take you through what she said he did. I call him Joey Fingers for a reason. But when the New York Times op-ed starts writing this type of stuff, you got to wonder. There's a new doll. I saw a meme. It's a joke doll. I mean, somebody made one. But it said something about, it shows Joe Biden with his he's behind a woman, the doll. Joe Biden is behind a woman, and he's got her by the arms pulled tightly into him as he's nudging her from behind. And I forget what the thing says, but just that alone cracked me up. Yeah, Joe Biden doll. And it's something like it's a molestation doll, I guess is the best way to describe it. But people are actually making fun of the guy. And I told you, I said, you know, like there was somebody that made a thing that said Joe Biden is fingering his VP candidates now or something along those lines. When they start making fun of you, your career is over. Democrats are now starting to see it. And they're starting to raise the alarm bells. But in the meantime, they want you to think you're going to lose. We got a lot to talk about today, especially Christmas.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill.
Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Joe, over 600,000 dead. Many of them are people who are those workers, those nurses, doctors, some of them, because they have put themselves in a position to save other people's lives, protect the rest of society. And we talk about that number like 600 plus thousand people. There's each and every one of them.
60,000. Yeah,
60,000.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Joe Biden talking about the number of people who've died from the dreaded Chinese Wuhan. And he misses it by an order of magnitude. Doesn't catch it the first time. Doesn't catch it at all. He would have fixated on 600,000 because he's got dementia. Now, look, I would love to be able to tell you that it's just a slip of the tongue. 600,000, I meant 60,000. He didn't catch it himself, and even when the guy said it to him, he was like, oh, okay, sorry, I didn't realize that. And then, what do you say? Let's face it, it's like saying I hit the lottery and I won $600,000, and then you find out it's only 60, and you go,
Oh, okay. Well, it's 60. Now, I would be like, what? I didn't win 600,000. Who told me I won 600,000? No reaction whatsoever. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. A little bit more about Biden. I talked about him early on. The Plan B. The Democrats are having to implement a Plan B because Joe Biden is under fire. I told you folks a while back, Joe Biden may very well not be the Democrats' candidate because he's got lots of issues. And we talked about it in the context of Tara Reid and the fact that there's a Plan B, but there's always been a Plan B for Joe Biden. Let me tell you right now, here's the problem the Democrats have. If you disagree with me, please let me know. TheKevinJacksonShow.com or 844-551-8255. But here's the thing. The Democrats, to this very moment, are still looking for a replacement for Joe Biden. If you disagree with me, please tell me, because I would love for somebody to refute what I just said. If the Democrats knew, and I'm just going to give you an example, that they could get Michelle Obama to run, do you think they would replace, there would be a big contingent of people who would say, please replace Joe Biden with her? The Democrats are looking far and wide, high and low, in cracks and crevices, for anybody to replace their candidate. Folks, we're talking about the preemptive Democratic candidate that they cannot lock down. If you believe that we are in a bad situation, I want you to know that the Democrats are still looking at who Joe Biden can be replaced with. And they say things like this: it is critical for Joe Biden to pick the right vice president. Now, what they're telling you is, we don't have any faith in our president. Let me tell you what Donald Trump, right now, you correct me if I'm wrong, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Does it matter who his VP is? At this point, no offense to Mike Pence. I like Mike. But would it matter if Donald Trump replaced Mike Pence with Nikki Haley? People would be more excited. But it would be, okay, Nikki now has the stage, you know, for what is going to happen next. But let me tell you something. Donald Trump, it doesn't matter who he has as a VP. If Mike Pence says, look, I'm going to go spend time with the family, people would be like, hey, Mike, thanks a lot. And it would be interesting. It would be news to us who Trump replaces her with. But we wouldn't care. But the Democrats, everything depends. The entirety of the Biden campaign will shift on who he picks. And, of course, he's being ridiculed now. After ridicule comes humiliation. As I said, the jokes are starting to fly about Biden. Hey, you know, he's going to finger his new VP. That's one of my favorites, given that I call him Joey Fingers. But after ridicule comes humiliation. And as for Biden's viability as a presidential candidate, he has now reached the humiliation stage, folks. New York Magazine supposedly released an article on May the 1st. You can go look it up. That moved Biden, in my opinion, from ridicule to humiliation. And they altered the first part of the article, but they did not alter their tweet. And here's what their tweet read. Joe Biden is at his best when he's neither speaking nor appearing in public. Will his campaign have to abandon its most effective strategy? So in other words, Joe Biden's most effective strategy is speaking and appearing in public, right? But they say he's at his best when he's not doing that. Now, I don't know how you feel with that. How do you, I'm at my best when I'm speaking or appearing in public, but please don't speak or appear in public. That's an ouch and a double ouch. When your candidate can't actually campaign on what is supposed to be his strengths, which, oh, by the way, happen to be his weaknesses. And here's what it says. Joe Biden's most effective campaign strategy has been to lie low and let people vote for whatever imagined version of Joe Biden congealed inside their heads. Now, see, this is kind of the same thing Barack Obama did. Barack Obama made people conjure what they wanted out of hope and change. Change we can believe in. You conjured up whatever you wanted, and of course the imagery around this young, vibrant, blackish man made people just lose their minds, including some of the people listening to my show right now. Some of you succumbed to your worst nature. You voted for style over substance, which, for the record, I don't care. McCain and Romney, fine. We all took that pill those pills together, okay? But at the end of the day, Barack Obama was an empty suit. And he saved us in many ways because I would have supported a McCain presidency, which would have been a huge mistake. I would have supported a Romney presidency, would have been a huge mistake. I voted for both those clowns. So I'm in there with you. I apologize. Okay? But at the end of the day, when you cannot get your candidate out there to do what he's supposed to be best at, it makes you wonder. Lay low. Let people conjure up what they believe you to be, Joe. Uh-oh, that's maybe not the best strategy anymore. Barack Obama 1.0, he inspired people in a crazy way. Joe Biden, I call it version 7.62. Because it's what the version implies, an assault rifle bullet to the temporal lobe. Joe Biden is his own worst enemy. He inspires no one, so much so that I still revel in the notion that some leftist clown claimed that the lack of enthusiasm for Biden could be a plus. And I'm not joking. We'll be back on this.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The government is reporting more than 20 million Americans lost their jobs in April, and the unemployment rate is approaching 15%. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says those numbers are heartbreaking.
That's a tough story. It's a lot of heartbreak. A lot of hardship in those numbers we saw today. This is, of course, a function of the virus and the pandemic.
President Trump and the First Lady are laying a wreath at the World War II Memorial in our nation's capital to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the victory in Europe Day. VE Day is observed on May 8th each year, a day after Germany officially surrendered to Allies in 1945. President Trump and the First Lady also observed a moment of silence in front of the memorial as taps was performed. President Trump will be meeting with his Joint Chiefs of Staff this weekend at Camp David. You're listening to USA Radio News. A Georgia father and son are under arrest in the shooting of a black teenager in a white neighborhood. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation is charging Gregory and Travis McMichael with felony murder and aggravated assault. Ahmed Arbery was shot and killed by the two men. JetBlue is taking some heat on social media for its Thursday flyover salute to healthcare heroes and first responders above New York City. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains why.
Most say the gesture was perfectly fine, but it was the fact that the planes flew so low that caused a problem for many. Three JetBlue jets flying just 2,000 feet above some locations, including Manhattan. Many said it was in bad taste, given people's memories of the 9/11 attacks on the World Trade Center. JetBlue's not addressed the criticism except to say safety was the top priority, and it did work with the FAA to coordinate the special event. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Talking about Joe Biden going from ridicule to humiliation. There are steps, there are processes where you know it's over. Career's over, jobs ended, marriage is over, friendship is over, whatever. And there are telltale signs, there are processes. If you were to look at it and say to yourself, what is the process of breaking up? Right? First, you see somebody, you're infatuated. Oh, you're amazing. Eh? And then you guys get together and there's this period of bliss. And then they're settling into the relationship. And then, the relationship starts to grow stale. And if there's no commitment, I mean, beyond just the superficial stuff, then there's a process, right? You know where it's, when it's coming. Suddenly they're not as responsive in answering pages or pages, you know, text messages. Man, when you're talking about pages. Jeez, Kev. Anyway, you know, when there's no longer that responsive nature, there's no longer the little platitudes like, oh, honey, baby, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. And ultimately, you find out somebody's messing around. And then that's the end. I mean, there's steps. There's a process. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. There's a process to everything if you're just smart enough to look at it. The Chinese, for example, study this. That's why they have kung fu that involves animals. They study the tiger. They study the drunk monkey. You know, they study all this stuff. Well, politically, you have to study the process. There is a process right now that is happening with the Democratic Party that is not good. It does not bode well for these clowns. And I'm going to explain it to you. And I'm explaining it in the context of Joe Biden. Because New York Magazine is taking Joe Biden from ridicule to humiliation. They said, Joe Biden is at his best when he's neither speaking nor appearing in public. Will his campaign have to abandon its most effective strategy? Then they go on to say, Biden's most effective campaign strategy has been to lie low and let people vote for whatever imagined version of Joe congealed in their heads. Yikes! Joe, stay out of the race. Let's see if we can pull you over the finish line with you doing nothing. Don't mention policy. Don't talk about anything. Every time you open your fat mouth, you make people hate the Democratic Party, which, by the way, they're doing a great job all by themselves. This article goes on and says, more predictably, Biden proved to be an uninspiring spokesperson for himself, fumbling his words at times and cutting himself off in mid-sentence unprompted. Now, you've seen these interviews of Joe Biden where they're going back and forth and the people are trying to say something and then Joe goes, well, no, I shouldn't have said that. And then they say something else. Oh, okay. And then the person's like, are you going to say something, you knucklehead? And then Joe's like, all right, well, whatever. And it's unintelligible. And then what of Joe Biden's other massive issues, right? They go, he proceeded to test voter goodwill at every turn. He reminisced fondly about working with segregationists. This is this guy writing this. Even as his record as a busing opponent, tough on crime zealot, and architect of punitive criminal justice policy came under fire. So Joe's talking about how he is a, you know, I'm for the underdog, the underprivileged, the black people, blah, blah, blah. But he's working with segregationists and he's implementing the programs that got Hillary Clinton unelected. You know, Hillary Clinton calling people super predators and so on and so forth. And Biden is right there with it. He's the guy that truly did help write that legislation. Then the guy goes on. He joked glibly about asking permission to touch his supporters shortly after more than a half a dozen women came forward with accounts of him touching them inappropriately. And you remember these people. And here's what I keep going back to when I talk about this stuff, folks. We're not talking about Republican shills setups the way the Democrats tried to set up Donald Trump or set up Brett Kavanaugh. We're talking about women who party, you know, what do they call them? They're down for the party. These are dyed-in-the-wool Democrats. And they're saying, look, I'm just going to tell you, this happened. It made me uncomfortable. If you're going to talk about me, too, you got to be aware that this has occurred. And they ridicule their own women. They are torching. I remember this one Hispanic woman out of New Mexico or something. You know, good-looking lady, seemed smart, I mean, other than being a Democrat. As far as Democrats go, that's as good as it gets for them. And they have thrown her to the wolves. And I could go on. You think they're winning over women? And particularly young Latino women, when that's your example? He says, perhaps more damning to the prospect of his running a presidential administration came in January, to say nothing of 4 to 8 years from now. The 77-year-old proved to be senescent, leaving thoughts unfinished in his public remarks, going off on tangents from which there was little hope of returning, stumbling through debate appearances while his opponents ran roughshod over his stream of gas. Excuse me. What's interesting about that comment is you go back to what the article is about. Joe Biden's worst enemy is Joe Biden. How do you build a brand around somebody who cannot speak for himself intelligently, who, when he does, gives the opposition more ammunition against him? And I said, this isn't death by a thousand paper cuts. Biden prefers death by a thousand chainsaws, and his problems are going to mount. Tara Reid's not going away. And for the record, just for you guys listening, I've got some stuff to talk about with Jim Carville. Jim Carville. I'm going to talk about Jim Carville and the Biden campaign. I don't want you to think I've forgotten about it, because it's obviously big news. Well, I think it is. It was trending on Twitter a day ago, a couple days ago. I'm going to get to that. It's so, that is huge in what we need to be talking about with Joe Biden. So I haven't forgotten it. Anyway, Tara Reid isn't going to go away. And I say the Democrat sharks are circling the water over this whole situation. An article in the New York Post, or New York Magazine rather, who's saying Joe Biden has got too many problems, folks. He's got too many issues. Sharks are circling the water. I'm not Nostradamus. I don't have to be to forebode bad news for Biden when these leftist articles are being written like this. Democrats need a plan B? So the New Yorker's late to the party. Not fashionably late either. Because Biden has been DOA since he started this campaign. I have been preaching this. If you are not new to the Kevin Jackson Show, you know I'm telling you the truth. You know it. And I'm going to make a bet. Many of you believed it. You saw what I saw, and you believed it. You were like, Kevin, I got to say, I agree with you. In fact, I don't guess that. I know that because many of you responded back to me. You said, I know this. You're right. And as it was going along, as the campaign was moving along, you know, it looked like I was, again, I was as good of a fortune teller as anybody you'd pay. When Biden joined the race, he had his highest numbers. I want to say he was at 41%. And he never got better. Never. So what happened was, Biden started to drop precipitously. Drop. And he dropped into complete obscurity. It was an embarrassment how far he dropped. Kamala Harris got him on the racism. Other women, Kirsten Gillibrand went after him on the sexism with these women. And he dropped and dropped and dropped and dropped. And then there came a point where, you know, the Iowa came, New Hampshire, etc. Biden wasn't even in the race. South Carolina brought him back. It was supposedly the black vote, yada, yada, yada. And Biden makes a sudden resurgence. And what happened was a memo went out that said, guys, we have a different way to get what we want. And this is what I'm going to get to when I talk about this Carville stuff. We have a different way to get what we want. Just hang it. Go ahead and give up. Let Joe do it. Because I continue to say that it doesn't matter. Well, two things. One, the Democrat that can beat Trump hasn't been born. So that's number one. And number two, the Democrats just have said whoever runs in this election cycle is a sacrificial lamb. Why not make it the old dude in the herd? Why would you kill one of the young stud, they don't have any studs in the Democratic Party, but why would you kill one of the young bulls when this old bull is ready to, be processed and be meat? Let him go fight Trump and lose, end his political career, and that be it. Do you want to go out with a resounding defeat by Donald Trump, Pete Buttigieg, or Elizabeth Warren, whomever? Most of them are pretty old. Do you want to go out that way? Or would you rather wait and see if you can recover and go at it the next time? And that's what I think most people decided to do, and that's why there was this mass exodus. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I wrote a while back that Nancy Pelosi tipped her hand. She tipped the Democrats' strategy. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. The problem with Nancy Pelosi is she's effectively admitted that she's got a bad hand. She might as well turn her cards up and just show them to Donald Trump. Now, why did I say this? Because Pelosi put more pork in the Chinese Wuhan virus stimulus package than Jimmy Dean puts in breakfast sausage. Look at the things that were added to that bill. Level 1, 2, 3, and 4. Even to the point now where she says, we're going to bail out all the states. The next time we get more money, we're going to use this to bail out all the states who were in financial triage. Why? Because the ones that she wants to bail out are run by Democrats who give your money away to people who don't want to work or to illegals. Gavin Newsom in California wants to give billions of dollars to illegals. They got to survive over here too. No, they don't. They can go home and get in line like the people who are here legally waiting to do what they do. The people here who are here legally, some of them can't have jobs or whatever. I don't know what all the restrictions are, but they're surviving. They're like, shh, we're waiting in line because the minute we get here, the minute that we are American citizens, we are going to absolutely go bonkers with the opportunities. But the Democrats don't want to promote that. So anyway, Pelosi puts in raises for Congress. They funded $25 million to the Kennedy Center. And people were asking, what is she thinking, man? That is a total bonehead move. In the time of stimulus, when people were needing money because we were supposed to be united against this dreaded pandemic, and I use my finger quotes because the dreaded pandemic turned out to be less than the flu. And, oh, I know, we got tales of woe that are coming later this month, and it'll be going through the end of the year. And, of course, there will be no flu season this year because it's all going to be related to the Chinese Wuhan virus. Suddenly, the flu numbers will go away. But why did she do it? Because what Pelosi was saying is the Democrats have no chance of beating Donald Trump. Now, I'm going to get to this Carville thing in just a second because that's what I want to talk about. But they have no chance of beating Donald Trump. Yeah. Leftists want you to believe that creepy Joe Fingers, Joey Fingers Biden, can defeat Donald Trump. Now, Carville, before the clip that we're going to play here in a bit, Carville comes out and he says, hey, we've beaten them at every turn. We're polling better since the election. They haven't won anything. Carville's living on a dream world. He is. And Nancy Pelosi tipped their hand. Carville wants us to believe that the polling, everything shows that nobody wants, quote, Trumpism. They want to go back to what? Obamaism? You believe that? If you believe that, then why didn't Obamaism lead us over the get Hillary Clinton into the office? I'm talking about with cheating, with FBI and CIA and NSA and the Russian collusion, everything going against them, they couldn't do that. That's how much Obamaism was rejected. Obamaism was rejected so badly that Michelle Obama said she was disappointed in other people for the voting, and she said, I understand why people voted for Donald Trump. I just don't understand why they didn't come out. What Michelle Obama was saying is, me and Barack and I, we don't have the clout. We don't have the juice to bring anybody over the finish line. Nobody does. Now, Carville wants to believe that people want to go back to leftist ideas of government takeover of medical. Let me tell you, if you're watching anything close on this whole pandemic with Fauci and the crooked nature of that guy and the fact that these guys are out there getting patents and working with the pharmaceutical industries and then telling us what to take and then encouraging us to take their stupid vaccines, are you kidding? I want nothing to do with them. Kevin Jackson Show, you're listening to, folks. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So, a wholesale redo, a remake of government is occurring under Donald Trump. And let me tell you something, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you love it. You love that government is finally being wrangled in. People are being made to have to care. People are being held accountable for the things that they're doing in this country. You're happy to know that Mike Flynn is probably going to get exonerated. Not even probably, he will. He's going to get his pound of flesh, get his money back. And James Comey McCabe and Lisa Page and Peter Strzok and a host of other people are going to be in prison soon because you have a president that wants to see justice. You have a president that despite he's still surrounded by swamp rats, he's figuring out the game. So much so, the swamp rats are starting to go, you know what? We better start talking. We better start letting people know what's going on. This is not going to go the way we thought it was. That's where we are. So I want to go back. Pelosi tips her hand and says, look, we're packing these stimulus bills with everything we've ever wanted because we are not going to be in the White House. And I'm going to tell you something else. I don't think I'm going to have my job come November the 4th. I think I'm going to be out of a job. So I'm going to pack this thing with everything you've asked me for, and I'm going to force the Republicans to have to deny it. But we're going to get some of it, and then we're going to have to wait another 4 years to see what happens. Democrats are patient. We don't have another Trump in the wings. We have some Trump light. Ted Cruz, maybe. Rand Paul, I don't know. You pick. Nikki Haley's my favorite. Dan Crenshaw, I'd love to see Dan run. But, I mean, maybe. I got to figure out a little bit more about him. Navy SEAL, always, you know, I met Dan. He's a good guy. But let me just tell you, the Democrats are starting to let us know their fears. You cannot be comfortable with Joe Biden as your candidate. You cannot be. I asked earlier in the broadcast, would you go to sleep in a car driven by Joe Biden? I wouldn't. I asked this question. Are the Democrats still looking for somebody to replace Joe Biden, or are they not? So Democrats want Americans to believe that an old, feeble, demented, racist sex offender can defeat the best president in modern history. Now, I know that's not going to happen. And so does Democrat strategist James Carville, despite him trying to allude otherwise. Here's what Carville had to say.
And look what his campaign is doing. They're a pack of grifters. His campaign manager's got two condos, a Ferrari, a yacht, a Range Rover, and they're all just fleecing the campaign. It's just about making money, and they're going in and giving him fake polls. They're going to White House. It was a story. I mean, this whole thing is just like a crumbling empire right before your eyes. Everybody is trying to take everything they can get on the way out, and they're trying to prop him up so they all can make money. I have not, you know, it's amazing as he watched this unfold.
The critical part of Carville's rant involves his comment on fake polling. They're going in and giving him fake polls. Now, I don't know what whether Carville believes that the polls that he should be getting show that he's ahead or whatever, but there is no way Biden leads in any polling against Donald Trump. And these supposed White House internal polls that claim that Biden has a lead, that's just to keep Trump sharp, focused and sharp. Those polls do not exist in reality. Now, I'm not sure if Carville said this based on intuition or insider knowledge, but it doesn't matter. He's right. He's upset at the real polls. Now, if he believes that wrongly that these polls are in favor of Biden, shame on him. I think his rant tells you more because, you know, Democrats don't tell you the real truth. This is the guy, by the way, who led the charge to oust Bernie Sanders. His reputation is on the line. He vouched for Biden. And he knows Democrats need to win this to save the party. Now the reality sets in that Biden can't win. This isn't a, quote, campaign issue. It's not Biden's team that's the problem. It's Biden. The campaign now knows Biden will not win. So as Carville put it, they're fleecing the campaign. They got to get as much as they can before this ship sinks. They never wanted Joe Biden. They settled on him. And I've talked about his numbers. He's gotten his numbers up to anything that looks close to being able to beat Donald Trump. I mean, he's a pathological liar, and his political background is an accomplishment of nothing. 4+ decades of nothing. That's his stellar resume. A racist sexist with a brain malfunction. What do you Democrats think?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.